Do you think people should thank a farmer? You hear that sentiment a lot, and it often becomes a catch cry, as I said, during farmer protests and lobbying efforts in town halls and on banners and everywhere else in between. Well, Craig Hickman, aka Dairyman, on social media, penned an article this week saying he doesn't want to be thanked. This New Zealand farmer just wants to make a profit.
I'm a 51-year-old man, and of all places, I stumbled across it on TikTok, this short video form social media platform. And there was a young Kiwi farmer sitting there in the rain having an absolute moan about how he was out there on a Sunday in the rain picking up calves, and all the buggers in the cafes on a Sunday having their flat whites and their cheesecake weren't showing enough gratitude for the product going into their Sunday morning brunch. And that just struck a raw nerve, especially as a New Zealand dairy farmer, where we export 95% of our products. I mean, I know for a fact all of my milk gets turned into either milk powder or mozzarella, so it's certainly not going into anybody's Sunday morning latte or cheesecake, so I assume I don't deserve any thanks.
Do you want to be thanked?
No, not particularly. I've got this really old-fashioned view where I farm for profit, and people paying a fair price for what I produce, and also, not begrudging how I make a living is all the thanks I need. And I think that's probably where this thank a farmer thing has sprung from, is there is a fair bit of begrudging seems to be going on out there at the moment. And maybe it's a reaction to that, but I don't think it's the best reaction. And I think it tends to make us look a bit arrogant and whiny and in need of constant praise instead of just the old-fashioned way of thanking somebody for what they're doing, pay a fair price for what we do and leave us alone.
Yeah, so the idea of wanting to be thanked, you think, actually holds back agriculture in some ways, because it's probably not projecting what the people who are asking to be thanked are actually hoping it does.
No, I got corrected or taken on by my reply to this young fellow, and it was pointed out to me that perhaps we shouldn't be thanked for our produce, but maybe we should be thanked for propping up the New Zealand economy, especially in the last 2 years. And if anything, that even made me angrier. Now, I'm the first person to talk up what the primary industry does, especially for New Zealand. I mean, we're 10% of this country's GDP, and in 2020 we brought in $48 billion worth of export earnings. But the idea that somebody, a restaurateur, a hotelier, somebody here had to shut their business because of COVID, they've lost everything, they've lost their livelihood, the future's looking grim. The idea that they would pause for even a second to think, oh, well, thank God the dairy farmers are making a profit, is just absolutely galling. To be asked to be thanked while others are going out of business is just struck the wrong chord with me anyway.
Where has the concept of thank a farmer come from? Did you look into it?
I believe it was the actual phrase, I believe, was an American advertising campaign. It's been a thing in the States, like most silly ideas, since the 1800s, but the actual phrase itself was part of a marketing campaign to get people to buy specific produce, and it's been going on. I think part of the wider problem, is that we uncritically import ideas from the United States without seeing if it fits with our culture. And just the idea of wanting to be thanked for doing my job doesn't sit well with me. It's not a New Zealand, and it's certainly not an Australian thing either. And it is very much an American thing that I don't think translates too well to our shores.
What's the reaction been like to you, a farmer, penning an article saying, well, don't thank me for what I'm doing. Buy my produce so I can turn a profit.
Well, it's been very well received by people who aren't farmers and also some farmers. But if you have access to the New Zealand Farmer Facebook page, you should have a look on there, because I am a petulant child. I am narrow-minded. Apparently, I'm a city slicker and a journalist. I'm not even a real farmer. The reaction from New Zealand dairy farmers has been, fair to say, quite heated. I don't know if they actually read the article, because I think it's very important that people know and appreciate what agriculture does for our country. But to actually physically demand to be thanked for it sends absolutely the wrong message, in my view.
Does the backlash in any way make you regret what you wrote?
Oh, no. I don't have Facebook, so my boys are home for this level 4 lockdown, and they were reading the comments to me, and literal tears rolling down our cheeks. Some of the idiocy, without a farmer, I'd be cold, hungry, and naked, and did I want to milk the cow myself? Well, actually, yes, I do milk the cows myself. I milk 1,000 of the bloody things every day.
Well, I won't thank you for coming on the Country Hour, but it's been good to talk to you, Craig.
Okay, thanks, Warren.
That's Craig Hickman, also known as Dairyman or Dairyman NZ on Twitter and TikTok. He's a dairy farmer from Ashburton in New Zealand. Speaking about why he doesn't want to be thanked, many of you have thoughts on this. This one says, thank a farmer, no, for simply running a business, but a huge yes for those who actively practice land care and conservation on their land to the benefit of all Australians and future generations. This one says, hello, Warwick, if you want to thank a farmer, maybe support the political party that supports them. I'll let you decide who Gwyn is talking about. This one says, I'm not a farmer, but I agree, buy the local produce where you can. That's showing appreciation for their effort, coming from Dan there. Steve says, thank a farmer. Who? Polly Farmer? Jeff Farmer? Or Farmer Brown? Steve, yep, interesting sentiment. Thank you. Here I am thanking you for text, and we're talking about not thanking farmers. Lisa says, I often thank farmers as my personal acknowledgement of the agricultural industry as a whole and to remind people / city folk that farming is important. To have someone thumb their nose at my genuine sentiment and support of their clean and green product is petty and disappointing. You can keep letting us know. Should we thank farmers? Is it a bit naff? Do you want to be thanked? Or does it portray, like what Lisa's talking about, a deeper sentiment?